Recently, I turned to a book by one of my conservation heroes, Aldo Leopold. In a favorite passage of mine, Leopold found himself quite taken with one of our native birds, the humble woodcock. After seeing their acrobatic mating flights, he wrote that the American woodcock is, quote, a refutation of the theory that the utility of a game bird is to pose gracefully on a slice of toast, end quote. Leopold's writings spurred the mid-20th century conservation movement, and they encouraged me to look deeper into the species that inspired him so. About the size of a robin, the woodcock has many names, from timberdoodle and Labrador twister to night partridge and mudsnipe. Whatever it is called locally, even going by the name bog sucker in some places, the American woodcock is a plump, ground-dwelling shorebird that evolved to live in upland settings. Weighing less than half a pound, this short and squatty species spends its time hidden in the young forests and shrubby fields across eastern North America. Its large head, nearly absent neck, and short tail give it a bulbous look both on ground and in flight. You've likely not seen one before because it is superbly camouflaged against woodland leaf litter. Its cryptic plumage is the exact same color as the forest floor. But if you're looking for one, what makes the woodcock unique is its very long, pointed bill. Its slender beak appears far too long for its body, making it look sort of like the Cyrano de Bergerac of our local avian world. But lucky for the woodcock, its beak is an incredibly positive facial feature. The woodcock's bill has a prehensile tip, which can be opened even when inserted into the ground. So, the buff-colored bird probes the soil with its flexible, wiggly bill to search for invertebrate prey to eat. And eat it can! One woodcock can eat its weight in earthworms each and every day. Beginning this week, male woodcocks will seek out woodland clearings at dawn and dusk to sing and display for females. They stake their claims early each April and begin to seduce females with a series of nasal, insect-like buzzing notes like these. After several of these loud sounds, also called peents, the male begins to perform a very conspicuous display. He takes off into a mesmerizing, wide spiraling flight, singing a melodious, warbling song on the way skyward. On the erratic way down, he zigzags steeply through the air towards the ground, making a distinctive, twittering flight sound and returning to the same spot flight after flight. Interested females will enter the forest clearing, and males will display with head bobbing, elaborate bowing, and a fancy strut complete with a fan tail. Mama woodcocks lay their eggs, which are hot cocoa-colored with brown speckles, in shallow, rudimentary ground nests. When the eggs hatch, they split lengthwise, which is different than other birds. And American woodcock chicks hatch precocial, meaning they are able to leave the nest within a few hours after exiting their eggs. Chicks are about the size of a AA battery when they hatch, but, like their parents, have eye placement that provides nearly 360-degree vision. Their large eyes are positioned high and near the back of their skull. This arrangement lets them keep watch for predators while they put their heads down to probe the soil for food. Although woodcocks live in Maryland year-round, now is the best time to seek them out. Naturalists will tell you it's very lucky to see a woodcock. So, with their dazzling dances on display this week and next, I'm putting Aldo Leopold's writings back on the shelf and headed outside. To learn more, visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.